How do you spend your evenings? Let me guess. You're flipping through the TV channels. Maybe your wife is looking through Facebook. Well, let me tell you how we spend our evenings. We like to soak. Oh, yeah. Because there's nothing better than an evening together. Soaking away the cares of the day in our own Bullfrog Spa. Go to Tropical Fiberglass Pools and Bullfrog Spas, 1333 East Red Hills Parkway today, so you can start soaking tomorrow. Oh, yeah.
People find recovery.
Free speech. It's more important than your feelings. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Mr. Vice President, I'm speaking. Mr. Vice President, I'm speaking. I'm speaking.
Look, Senator Harris, you're entitled to your own opinion, but you're not entitled to your own facts. Joe Biden has been a cheerleader for communist China through over the last several decades. And again, Senator Harris, you're entitled to your opinion. You're not entitled to your own facts.
I'm so glad we went through a little history lesson. Let's do that a little more. I'm speaking.
It'd be important if you said the truth.
In 1864...
No, I'd like you to answer the question.
No, Mr. Vice President, I'm speaking. Okay. In 1864, one of the, I think, political heroes, certainly of the president, I assume of you also, Mr. Vice President, is Abraham Lincoln.
Mm-hmm.
Abraham Lincoln was up for re-election. And it was 27 days before the election, and a seat became open on the United States Supreme Court. Abraham Lincoln's party was in charge not only of the White House, but the Senate. But Honest Abe said, it's not the right thing to do. The American people deserve to make the decision about who will be the next president of the United States, and then that person can select who will serve for a lifetime on the highest court of our land. And so Joe and I are very clear. The American people are voting right now, and it should be their decision about who will serve on this most important body for a lifetime.
Well, Senator Harris, you're entitled to your opinion. You're not entitled to your own facts.
I'm speaking.
Look.
Mr. Vice President, I'm speaking. Joe Biden is the best leader to do that, and frankly, this administration has forfeited their right to re-election.
Geez, the reason I was able to stay sequestered in my home is because some black woman was able to stack the grocery shelf.
Hi there. Welcome. Kate Daly Show. I can't wait to get your thoughts on last night. Hi, Uncle Milty.
Hi.
I'm speaking. I'm speaking now. The story she told. Wow. I think I'd be so embarrassed if I were her today.
Nope.
She must have had like a staffer go out, Kamala, and grab this story that wasn't true, or somehow invent the story. She totally invented that.
Right on the spot. But I'm going to go further.
Okay.
Because I noticed that she hesitated a lot when she started coming up with these kinds of stories.
Right.
And she'd look down.
Mm-hmm.
I think that both her and Biden are both being fed by their staffers in order to say something that will, you know, accomplish what they're trying to accomplish.
Right.
So in that particular instance, they were talking about the justice nomination. Uh-huh. Here's a good story.
Right.
But it's that, just that. It's a story.
It was
she
a story.
Didn't know that.
Well, it had nothing to do with principle.
No.
It was about the calendar at the time. So it's kind of unreal because today, people are bringing this up, that she schooled Pence on this story about Abe Lincoln, and it was steeped in complete falsehood. It wasn't even true.
Right. He just made the nomination.
She made it up and then used it to school him to look like she was intellectually superior. It's very interesting. She came across extremely condescending. Neither one of them were asked any real questions about the Constitution, about defending liberty, about really their job, her career, the fact that she kept spouting truth, but not truth when it comes to all the things that she tries to hide. It was just, it was kind of an amazing thing to see.
The smirk she's able to keep on her face is pretty amazing.
That was huge. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. You are so more than welcome to give us a call. But a lot of people are talking about kind of the insane nature of what came up. By the way, the Senate wasn't in session. When she tells that story, the Senate wasn't going to come back until December 5th, 27 days after Election Day. The very next day, December 6th, 1864, re-elected Lincoln submitted his nomination for Supreme Court Chief Justice to the lame duck Republican Senate, which had maintained the majority. And his former secretary, the Treasury Secretary, Salmon P. Chase, was confirmed the very same day. And that was 56 days after Taney's death. Pretty much in line with the Amy Coney Barrett timeline.
Yep.
So she got the whole thing completely wrong. Oh.
Well, that doesn't matter because all of her following believes her.
Yeah.
That's the issue.
Yeah. The questions. Now, here's the person, Susan Page, who is the moderator. Now, I'm sorry, if I was Pence, I would say no to this. I would say no to Nancy Page. She was the one that wrote Pelosi's book. She loves Pelosi. And so this is the mentality of the moderator. So they get two complete left-wing moderators.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing to watch. It's such a political theater. And the questions are stupid. They are... opinion. They are emotional footballs. It has nothing to do with anything they'd actually be doing in real office, in the office of the vice presidency, honestly. It was very interesting. I wondered how she was going to come across. There's a lot of talk about her and Biden being fed all the questions beforehand. And of course, we had this problem last election. Do you guys remember that? With Donna.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You know, it's really all moot now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because Pelosi announced this afternoon that we're going to be talking about the 25th Amendment.
The 25th Amendment.
The 25th Amendment. We're going to get rid of Trump using the 25th. His health is in danger.
Right.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Not Biden, though.
You know, what's really horrific about this is that we're going to just keep going with this and over and over and over again, they're going to do everything. And I think even didn't Pence make this assertion? You've been trying to upend this election since it happened. And that's all you guys have done since we've been in office.
Well, the question at the time was, if you lose, are you going to peacefully step aside and let the transition happen?
Right.
And she, of course, made some ridiculous statement, and Vice President Pence said, well, they're the ones that still haven't let the last one transition,
right.
You know, which is true.
Yeah, I know. I just had to share with you some of my thoughts. The condescending nature, the insane questions, the absolute, you know, can you imagine this debate taking place even 150 years ago? The same kinds of questions.
No.
The same kind. This is just. It's just. Why even watch it?
Well, 150 years ago, they hadn't invented the drugs yet.
Gosh. You know, tomorrow, I think everybody and their dog will be tuned in to Rush Limbaugh because Donald Trump's going to be taking over the show for. The show.
No kidding.
Yeah. Should be really interesting to hear what he has to say. But I think that's it. Yeah, Friday. Yeah, tomorrow. So we'll have to see what happens.
So the next debate's postponed also.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Oh, why even have them? At this point, I mean, this is just getting
It is.
Stupid.
It's absurd.
I can't watch the whole thing anymore. I can't tune in. It's getting really hard to even just sit there and take it. I don't know who can. Unless you just want to sit there and just get angry. I don't know. I don't know why we. Why? Maybe because we're expecting some sanity, maybe, and
not
to see
happen.
Something sincere or something that really shows what we're why they're having the debate in the first place. But that's not what we're going to see. Talking about some local issues too, I was noticing that bridge work on the gorge. Why are we doing bridge work on the gorge? A bridge that hardly anyone uses. Why is this happening? Like, I feel like every 6 months we have major road construction going on in the same exact parts that they just did last year and the year before and the year before and the year. It's like every 6 months.
Yeah, it's because they have to spend the money and keep the people employed.
Okay, I just wanted to clarify.
That's it.
I wanted to clarify. Doesn't it seem like we're always in this construction mode in the same exact areas? Tell me why
this
is, people.
Let me say this. If the gorge bridges needed that much work, we shouldn't have been driving across them anyway.
Amen. Thank you. Wow. And nobody ever questions it.
Nope. They complain about the traffic.
I used to laugh because I used to say on the show, we have two seasons, right? Construction and winter. But it's construction all year round on the same exact areas. Anyway,
But they never resurface them.
Right.
What are they doing?
I don't know. There was just a big article on it, and I just thought, okay, here we go again for the gazillionth time. And the gorge, for those listening that might not know, it is a kind of a main gateway on the I-15 from Nevada through Arizona to Utah. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. You got about 30 seconds.
Well, just to let you know, that's where they store road cones.
Okay. So I just wanted to clear that up. Thank you. Thank you for that.
That's what the whole deal is there. But hey, really quickly, and then I'll get off.
Sure.
You know, we're constantly hearing from the left how all of us on the right are bigots and hate mongers and violent. And, you know, everything that we hear about us folks on the right.
Mm-hmm.
And it's trumpeted from every rooftop everywhere by the left. I implore anybody who thinks and believes that, just run around and take a look at yard signs that are being put out by Biden supporters when it comes to Trump.
Yeah, thanks. Yep. In fact, KSL just cracks me up, man, every day. They put up the Biden parade of people that were in favor of Biden right before the debate, and there was like 10 people.
Yeah.
So they kept showing the clip over and over again.
Yeah, well, you know why there's only 10 people there?
Uh-huh.
The rest of them are all home answering the polls.
The other 100? Okay. It's just been such a comical 24 hours. I can't even tell you. And so I asked KSL, I commented and asked if they all worked for KSL. The ones that they filmed, because they couldn't get anybody. I'll be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Don't go anywhere.
We're open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Kate Daly Show, and happy to take your calls too. By the way, make sure you get over to ABC Auto Body Central. You know, I love those guys because they take care of me and my cars, and I have teenagers, which means I'm there more often than I want to be but fixing my cars, but they do an amazing job. So get over to Auto Body Central. You can pick your provider. So make sure that you are picking ABC Auto Body Central because in an accident, you get to pick. The insurance company usually doesn't tell you that, but yes, absolutely, you get to pick your provider. What's up? What?
I was just wondering how many more years you're going to say you have teenagers.
Stop it. I still have one, okay? Jeez, you're hard on me. Anyway, hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate. Hi, you know, with all the weird stuff that's been going on and people getting a little depressed or getting cooped up in their house, I wanted to call attention to two free events coming up here in St. George this weekend. They're free on Friday night. Matthew Ward, check him out on YouTube, is playing at the Electric Theater. That's on at 68 Tabernacle Street here in St. George.
Nice.
The doors will open at 6 and the show starts at 7.
Okay.
It's open seating. And then the next day, Saturday the 10th, from about 1 o'clock to 5, six area worship teams are going to be playing on two different stages out at South Mountain Community Church. That's with 3158 East, 2000 South. And for that one, you should bring a chair and a bottle of water, and there will be a food truck there. And if you just want to be uplifted a little bit and have a good time, those are two great opportunities.
Oh, that's great. Thanks so much. Yep. Really appreciate you calling up. Thank you. Yeah, that's great. Also, next week, I think it's on the 15th, Morgan Philpott will be down here with the Citizens for Constitutional Government and be talking about lawsuits. So, lawsuit against the governor. It's heavily, heavily needed in our state. So that works. I love that. Oh, by the way, this video, I'm going to share this video that was on Facebook, if you don't mind. This is about ballots. Here you go. Listen up.
Here's proof that we should all be worried about our mail-in ballots. I just came to St. George, Utah to pick up my mail, which I do on a daily basis, and I found this absentee voter ballot inside there that should have been delivered to Michigan.
That's kind of interesting, isn't it? Wonder how much or how often that's happening.
Michigan, Utah, it's easy to see.
Yeah. Oh, what a problem this is going to end up being. Can you just feel it? Can you just, I'm nervous.
I'm almost starting to think the post office could be in on it.
You think? Gosh. And I hate to laugh because it's not a laughing matter. I mean, it's just that pathetic.
Yeah.
It really is that pathetic. And so I'm really hoping people realize what in the world is going on with this.
Don't feel bad about laughter. Laughter is the new crying. Laughter is the new crying.
I am sad. I'm sad for our nation right now. This is just pathetic. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate.
Hi there.
I intend to vote early using the electronic voting machines.
Mm-hmm.
And my question is, if I use the electronic machine, can I still write in Larry Myers and Sandy Pulsifer for the school board?
You should be able to if the machines are functioning properly.
Okay, I just want to make sure I can write in someone.
Yep. Yeah, yes, absolutely. Write in Larry Myers and Sadie Pulsifer. Thank you so much. Really appreciate that. The legislature, you know, obviously determined that they would be able to offer in-person voting for the general election at locations. But they're encouraging people because, you know, COVID.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so early voting, election day, vote centers, those are going to be, you know, available. But it's pathetic that this online thing is, everybody seems to think we have to do it that way. Give me a break.
So before I came to the station, I stopped to get a bite to eat.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw a line of cars, like 12 cars in the drive-thru lane of this fast food place.
Okay.
With people in the cars with masks on. So I decided to go inside.
Mm-hmm.
Inside, there was four people without masks.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not kidding.
Jeez.
Everybody else was in their car with masks. And
gotta be kidding.
Like, they're that afraid.
I don't even know what to say. Yeah. Here, did you ever think, Did you ever think in even May that we would be discussing this for the election during election time? Because they keep saying over and over again that it's going to be more difficult to accommodate in-person voters. Very difficult. You'll be in line for a long time. And as Debbie Dumovitz up at KSL says, and it's going to be cold. So you don't want to hang out in the cold.
No.
Burr.
You know how it gets in November.
Oh, my gosh. That's about the level of...
Yeah.
Yeah. What can we say? What did you think about the debate last night? I don't even know if you could call it a debate. It was like an exchange of ridiculousness. And I'm Pence actually... You know, I like Pence's demeanor. A lot of people said he looked tired, and then she looked like a rabid, I don't know what her deal was, but she just, you know, she's odd. She's such a strange, strange woman, completely devoid of principles, just strange. And more unlikable, I have to say, than Hillary, which I didn't even think was possible, but yes. And also, Pence was actually, he looked tired, but... He was doing the best he could to just put it out there and say, you know, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
You know? I mean, what do you do in that circumstance? So what did the media do today? They came out and they said he's a sexist because he debated a woman. Okay.
Was that before or after they made a big deal about the fly?
That seemed to be the...
Yeah, that was a big issue.
That was the only topic. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
The fly is the mark of Satan.
Oh, my gosh.
That's what I heard this morning.
Oh, jeez. It's just... It's
anyway, Kate, I actually called to apologize to you.
What's that?
I called about 9 months ago and told you how much I disliked the word sheeple.
Uh-huh.
But you know what?
Yeah.
I'm on your sheeple team now.
Are you? See?
Absolutely.
You crossed over.
Go anywhere.
Oh.
Look around at all
gosh.
The people in their car with masks.
Right?
Which is just idiocy beyond belief. And you know that's what we're dealing with. We're dealing with sheeple.
I know. Definitely I'm with you on this one. All right. Thanks so
also,
much.
Also, the reason that Kamala...
Uh-huh.
Looks so deranged.
Uh-huh.
That's the look of possession.
Yeah, well...
She is absolutely possessed of something other than what is human.
Yeah, she's definitely... Something's very, very wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
very, very wrong.
Yeah, I would hope people would understand that we were in a world of hurt there. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for that.
You bet.
Appreciate it.
Did you hear what Gayle King said?
Do I want to know what Gayle King said?
Absolutely. Oh, it's important because it says a lot about what was happening during the debate.
Okay.
The fly
hit me.
Mm-hmm. Was a fly of color.
Wait.
Gayle King, she said it was a fly of... Yes, she did.
Really?
Yes, on CBS.
Oh, good heavens.
It was a fly of color.
Okay.
That was on his head.
I just want to know where they get these people. I want to know how in the world do we get these people? Okay. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi there. Well, that debate was a complete waste of TV airtime. But anyway,
mm-hmm.
a couple of things. We've been fighting here since we can't wear masks and go vote and all this nonsense.
Right.
Well, everybody says vote absentee ballot, right?
Right.
How many ballots do you think I've gotten so far in the mail?
I don't know. Do I want to know? Oh, no.
Three.
Three? Are you serious?
So now, can I vote three times?
Well, supposedly, yes. I think there are a lot of people that would actually take that that moment.
Yeah, there are plenty that will.
Yes.
Absolutely. By the way,
mm-hmm.
I dress as a Southern Belle for different events and so forth, and somebody asked me,
mm-hmm.
are you going to wear a mask? And I said, well, absolutely not. I don't want to ruin my makeup.
Oh, my gosh. Thanks. Appreciate that. Oh, good heavens. And this is for the caller before.
What do you want?
Right? Isn't that the truth? That's what they do. It's what we're all about right now. Oh, good heavens. Boy. Yes. there's just, you guys, this year has just been too much. I'm going to be doing a kids series of videos, each about 10 minutes long on different topics. If you have any suggestions on what you would want kids to know about history, things we've covered on the show, or just basics, or not history, things about life, things, manners, you know, all kinds of things, email me, kate@katedalyradio.com. Let me know what you'd like me to cover. And if you'd like to help out in any way, if you have any skills to help market it, please help. If you can, if you're a great writer and you want to, even if you're not, I want to hear your thoughts. Just make sure that you write them down. Send them to kate@katedalyradio.com. I'd love to hear, you know, if you have a passion about a certain topic, I want to hear about it. Okay.
Sounds great.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What would be the first one you'd cover?
I would like to do one on explaining to the kids why grandma died during COVID.
I'm sorry. It's just when people finally realize, you know, I put up a post about, okay, you know what? You're right. Everyone's dying of it.
Yeah.
I need a frontal lobotomy to forget that the death rate is only 0.0647. I really do need to just forget about that so that I can embrace this new concept from CNN. About COVID, but the lies just keep coming.
Yep.
And again, last night it was, look at the lives lost. It's all Trump's fault. I rolled my eyes so hard. You can't even imagine the insanity about these kinds of statements.
Things are getting a little better. The latest death here in southern Utah,
yeah,
they actually admitted right off the bat it was a woman over 85.
They didn't give a huge range of 0 to 100?
Just a woman over 85.
Okay.
So that's progress.
You know, it's a cold virus. You're going to get rabies and hantavirus before you ever get this. And at some point, people are going to have to understand what's really going on here. I'm going to lose my freaking mind if we keep going like this. I walk into the store and people act like everyone has the cooties around them. They're so brainwashed into thinking that they're going to die any moment of this.
Yep.
I'm going to take your calls on ideas for the, you know, what I should be doing in kid videos too. Right when we get back, phones are all lit up. Call right after the break. We'll be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Show. Make sure that you're getting over to Tropical Pool. In fact, swim spa, a great way to exercise if you have joint pain, back problems, all kinds of things. In fact, swimming is the best exercise you can do. I'm serious. I love it. I'm not a runner, and I don't think I ever have been or ever would want to be. But I'm telling you, it's hard on the joints too. Running is, and all the different kinds of cardio. There's a lot of people out there that simply cannot do major cardio when it comes to just bouncing around on a floor and that kind of thing. Get into a swim spa. Get a swim spa from Tropical Pool, fiberglass pool. You'll love it. They're fantastic. They're honest. They know what they're doing. 40 years of experience in this. And they were a breeze to work with. I really loved working with them. They're knowledgeable. They are attentive. Their customer service is fantastic. Get over there, get a swim spa, get a hot tub, get both. But they have really killer deals right now. And on the Bullfrog hot tub, they have their special financing deal right now that you can still take advantage of for about another week. Do it. What are you waiting for? This would be the time. This would be the time to make your home a little haven, you know, on earth, a little heaven on earth, if you will. All right. We'll take some calls. Oh, by the way, their phone number is 688-8797. 688-8797. These are affordable and they are fantastic and they're well made and they're going to last a long, long time. In fact, these are the best brands. So go to Tropical Fiberglass Pool. I would tell anyone to go there, even off the air. They're just really good.
I'm Donald Trump, okay. And I have
So Uncle Milty's playing a clip on his phone. It happens. What can we say? Also, if you have any suggestions on what you would like kids to understand or know, I'm all ears. Because we're going to be talking either tomorrow or Monday about Indigenous Day. They don't call it Columbus Day anymore. And DSU, shame on you guys. What's wrong with our local college here? Oh, my gosh. Anyway, I get baffled that the people are just sitting here allowing them to just go off the liberal cliff. It's amazing to watch. But Indigenous Day. Anyway, I'll be talking more about that. But I think one of the things I'd want kids to know is really about Christopher Columbus and about, this liberal lie that we're told over and over again, how awful and mean and horrific we are, and that nobody else in history ever fought a battle or war for land. We're the only ones, apparently. The white guy from Europe, I guess. I'm not quite sure how this narrative stuck, but anyway, I'd love to know what you guys think on videos for kids like 8 years and older, and of course 14 years and older for some of the topics. But I sure would like to know what you guys think. And what should I start with? These would be quick 10-minute videos explaining to kids and kind of keeping the information more kid-like. But how deep do I go? I mean, that's another question, too. I mean, we need to educate our youth. And Prager does a good job on a lot of those videos for older teens. I think they're great. And there are some places that are putting together some things like this. But I so worry about our grandkids and what they're hearing. And I worry that I'm seeing a lot of my own religion, my own LDS, young girls becoming very pro-choice. It's very bizarre to me that you could be Christian and understand this world from that perspective and still be pro-choice. But you know what? They're not hearing the other side of the argument ever. They're only hearing from Hollywood. They're only hearing from the news media and from a lot of liberal teachers and people that put in their 2 cents that say abortion's okay if it's your choice. I mean, it's absolutely crazy to me. So when I'm hearing things like this, I'm getting more and more worried. Are you guys getting worried? I read a meme that talked about stop saying that the youth have changed. No, us adults have changed, and we changed in the rearing of the youth because the kids were subject to our rearing of them. That means that we're the ones, the catalysts, that have allowed this youth to become and embrace socialism the way that they have. And I have to agree with that. It's true.
I agree.
We haven't been doing a good job as parents. We've been allowing TV to babysit them. TV in school is basically where they get all their information from. It's a problem. It's huge. So we really do need to kind of figure that out. Also, the media openly pushing secession as the election nears. What do you think of that, Milty?
I think that's just another little thing to drag you off to the side.
Mm.
That's all.
Yeah.
That's the same as saying a civil war.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, basically. And yeah. They're codifying it. They're saying that this is going to be the only thing you have left. So yeah, by all means, go for it. It's very bizarre.
Well, they're pushing for it.
Yeah.
I really believe
they
that.
Are. Yeah, absolutely. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
So I just wanted to comment on, I see the same thing and worried about my children and especially the pro-choice. And mm-hmm. I know I took my 4 children out to see that movie, Unplanned.
Yes.
And just
good.
Engaged in a conversation. And it did change what my kids were thinking about. And hearing from friends and kind of leaning towards this choice. And when you use the word choice, that seems like a liberty type thing. And it was really confusing. And mm-hmm. I think we just need to be more proactive and willing to expose and show and have that really crucial conversation with our kids.
Amen. Really and truly. I it's very strange to me when I hear that, that dating is tough because it's hard to find, you know, girls that are conservative, it's hard to find conservative anything. That's tough for me because I think, oh my gosh, where are our youth? You know, we need more to stand up. We really do, and we need more to be educated and in these things. And you're right. What a great.
And it goes back to the parents, though.
Yes,
but
it really
I agree
does.
With what you're saying. It goes back to the parents. I had to be yep. willing to take my kids.
Yes,
I drugged
amen.
Them, and they hated it. And they're like, that was so, like, to this day, a year later, oh, my gosh, you remember that? Like, that was so gross, and I can't believe you would show us that. Like, yeah. I had to be the one who engaged my kids in that. And
amen.
Parents need to step up.
Yep, we do. Amen. I'm so glad you did that. I'm proud of you. Thank you. Thank you for doing that. We need more of you. We really do. That's the truth, though. And it
yep.
took being bold and taking your kids aside and saying, no, you're going to learn this lesson because I'm the parent. And that's what we're missing. We're missing it right now. You need to have these heart-to-heart talks.
Yeah, but it's much harder to be your children's friend if you do that.
It really is. But man, did we go into the friend zone as parents. And I've noticed this across the board. I think that it's, it's a fine line, is it not? You've raised kids.
Yep.
It's a fine line. You don't always want to be the dictator parent. But then again, you're raising them. They're not adults yet. And
that's right.
They also need to know your points of view because I don't think we talk about them enough at home. Do you? I don't think we spend enough time together.
No. You know, my granddaughter came over to watch the debate with me.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I love that.
Yeah,
that's great.
I did too.
You didn't mention that today. Huh. Yeah. That's cool. So what were her thoughts?
Well, you know, she's pretty conservative.
Okay. Yeah.
She is my granddaughter.
Right, right.
But she thought it was a big joke, kind of, you know.
Yeah.
She said, they're not talking about it. And she's a big debater.
Okay.
You know, she's
sure.
been a debater
yeah,
all
sure.
through school. And she says, they're not debating anything. What's going on here?
Isn't that funny?
So she was just disgusted.
I'm really glad. And I think if all of us could really point out to our kids and grandkids the lack of questions they were asked, why it was a circus, why it was all emotional footballs instead of substance. Why? Because really it's in the why that the takeaway comes out and that they realize more about their job and their role, if you can explain why.
Well, this is it, when you realize this is one of the clues that tells you that they're all in on it.
Yeah.
Because why, if that Vice President Pence was really the person we want him to be,
mm-hmm.
he wouldn't sit there and allow that to happen.
Right.
All he has to do is speak up and
yeah.
say, that's absurd.
Right.
But they never do
that.
They
never do that, do they? Yeah, that's true. The people that they pick for the debates, the line of questioning, the lack of principles, the lack of constitution content, the lack of knowledge about what the job actually entails, none of them were asked how they were going to limit government. Did you notice that? It was like that question wasn't posed. It was give us your opinion on all of the tyranny of government rather than, you know, should we allow that to happen?
Well, the other thing that really annoys me is when they ask a hypothetical.
Yeah.
Hi, you can't.
Right. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
I felt the same thing about the debate that I felt about the Democratic National Convention. It was like I was a slow child
mm-hmm.
in the remedial class being talked down to by every single person talking.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's like I was an idiot,
mm-hmm.
and this is the answer, idiot boy. Listen up.
So true. Oh, thanks yep. for that. Yeah, that's the truth. And I'm speaking, and yeah, let's go through a little history lesson. I mean, history is the last thing I want to hear from Kamala.
Yeah.
I mean, give me a break. This
well, there were, I mean, I've seen too many times where the question is asked.
Mm-hmm.
If I was answering it, my answer right off the bat would be, that's a false premise to begin with.
Yeah, take apart the question.
Yeah.
Yeah, you would think. And that could have been answered.
Yeah, I can't answer that question because your premise to begin with is totally false.
Right.
Move on.
It's true, though.
Yeah.
I would have hoped for a little bit more of that because I think she would be kind of easy to to annihilate.
Yeah,
right?
if you started doing that with her there, yeah, she wouldn't know what to do.
Yeah, she wouldn't.
Because she can't do that.
You're right.
She doesn't know.
So then what they did instead, what he did instead was go into defense mode.
Right.
And then she kept going on the attack, which doesn't work with these people. So, yeah, it's set up from the beginning as a sham, and mm-hmm. then it is carried on as a sham through the whole mm-hmm. debate. So mm-hmm. I think they're ridiculous, and I don't even know why we do them anymore. I've interviewed a lot of politicians, and if you know any politicians that want to come on this show, my gosh, they are totally welcome. Many of them won't because they're afraid of questions, and I get it. They just won't. But if you know of somebody that wants to, go by all means, they're welcome. Let me know.
They often say they want to, mm-hmm. and then when you talk to them, it's like, well, yeah, I want to, but yeah. you can only say this,
right.
and you can only ask this.
That's what happened with, I'm supposed to have Black Lives Matters on the show,
yeah. mm-hmm.
but he is really busy. Not too busy to talk to everybody else, but too busy to come on. So there's that. When it comes to questions, it's really hard to get a straight answer. And then the problem with questions is they can say one thing and then they get into office and do another. And that is it's the tough part of even this is why I probably don't bother a whole lot with conducting these kinds of interviews anymore, because it doesn't. It's just. You know,
it's hard to do with yeah. people that lie.
Well, it's I mean, it is. And I think, you know, sometimes it gets to the point where I don't even know what to ask anymore to try to get a good answer for all of you, because it's just the politician-y answers. Mm-hmm. They're really good at them. And
you could actually do it for them.
Really
today,
could.
We're going to pretend Congressman so-and-so is here. and here's what he would say.
And we're going to quote Reagan. We're going to talk about him being a veteran. And we're going to hope you're sold on that. And it's so true, though, is it not? That's
yep.
what we get all the time. And then the focus is on the things that don't matter inside the job.
Right.
So it's tough. I've done a lot of interviews, but... It's hard. I am working on getting Governor Noem on the show from South Dakota right now, and I'd like to just kind of ask her a few questions about the courage it took to stand up as a state and say we're not going to kowtow for the money. Apparently, we are, and we have to spend that money by January. The millions of dollars that we got. And this is why they're keeping us in a lockdown. It isn't because they're so ignorant. They only listen to Dr. Angela Dumb and that's it. And no, it's because of the money.
That's right.
There's a lot of money involved here. And so the budgets and so forth, they are king. They really are. And I hope we all realize that we're being sold out. We'll be right back. We have Chris Ann Hall, and then we have the author of American Sniper, Scott McEwen, coming on. And with lots, just so much in the next hour, you're not going to want to miss it. KateDallyRadio.com, KateDallyRadio.com, and we'll be right back.